Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. And if you are a returning listener or a subscriber, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so now on YouTube, Star's Conversations, and follow me on all streaming platforms. Okay, so what is going on with church culture? I think that's going to be the name of this podcast. I just have some few notes, and I have been observing a few things, and so let's just go ahead and get into it. So the first thing is William Murphy, and I will put the video up when I edit the video, is that William Murphy has joined, What they call them? A fraternity. I don't even know the name of the fraternity. Something about dogs or whatever. Anyways, why would he do that? Why would you do that, sir? You're 51 years old and it's given identity crisis. I mean, besides this, there have been a lot of inconsistencies just being holy at his church. I think he went viral when he did the swag surfing at his church on New Year's Day. I think that was like not just past last year, but the year prior to that. And then a lot of people, he had a lot of backlash, you know. He said that God told him to walk it out. No, well, not Yahweh. God did not tell you that. And so he had a lot of controversy with that. And so then people also were just calling him out on just the lukewarmness of his message to the church and just living a life of sin. And so it didn't surprise me that he became, oh, there we go, a cute dog. It didn't surprise me that he became a cute dog in a fraternity. And I thought it was very interesting because I follow a YouTuber. Her name is Lala Jenkins. And she has been having this series of coming out and denouncing and renouncing these sororities and fraternities. And what I've noticed is that she's been on it for a while, but I haven't saw a video from her. And I would say about 2 or 3 days before the video or the probate of William Murphy came out, she has started her series again of who is behind these fraternities, who is behind these sororities, and all these things. And as she was going through her series of it, then this video came out with Pastor William Murphy. And so I thought, like, oh, Holy Spirit, you do things perfect. You do all things perfect, right? And so no one has an excuse to say, oh, the information wasn't given to them, because a lot of videos that I've seen of people saying, well, you know, the founding fathers of the church were all in fraternities and sororities. And that it's true, but I believe God is calling us to come out from among them. And so it showed a level of the lack of thereof, I should say, the lack thereof of the Holy Spirit. Obviously, we know by their fruits, we would know them, but it just solidified the lack of the Holy Spirit that this man has because of just the lascivious lifestyle that he lives. And he is not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's preaching the gospel of Balaam, Mammon, you know. And so he also dedicated the brats and I forget the lady name that she's with. I forget right now. He dedicated their child and he is their pastor. And so I actually even saw him on what is that show? Yeah, I'm like so far removed that I don't even know the name of the show. But he was on the name of the show explaining why he played the song Walk It Out. And so that is just a whole mess. I would say pray for him that he would come to the knowledge of truth. of who God is, because there's a scripture that says that when we claim that we know God, but we don't live, you know, this is just my own words, we don't live in the way that pleases him. It's like that. It's like as if we are nailing him to the cross all over again. So I'm going to find that scripture and I'm going to put it up. But yeah, that's, yeah, okay. So moving on. I have been seeing a lot of talk with these influencers going to church. So to the world or to the naked eye or to the physical eye, most people will say, oh my God, these influencers are going to church. I believe her name is Jada Waiter, something like that. And she has a baby with a rapper. And then Ari, and I believe she has a baby with the rapper as well. And so two separate occasions, Jada Waiter, the first video that I saw is that she received a lot of backlash because of what she wore to church. It was, I don't want to say it was very revealing, but the skirt was just really short. And, you know, she gave like, oh, I'm going to church, you know, and a lot of people was like, it's all right, baby, come as you are. And so I was just like, oh, okay, I didn't really have any feelings towards it. I mean, I know God meets us where we're at. So, you know, only he can know exactly, because he knows the person's heart, right? He understands why we do what we do. And so just recently, I saw a video of Ari, I don't know, I guess she goes by Ari, going to church. And so as she's like in her car, I guess one of her tires, you know, was messing up. So she was like, I'm on my way to church, but she was like distracted on, you know, her tires. So she switched cars. And so she switched cars and she goes, you know, I'm on my way to church. But in the time that she's talking, that she's saying that she's going on her way to church, she's cursing and she's like what the elf and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, again, I know God meets people where they are. So, you know, I'm not really doing too much on, you know, the foul language. And so then there's another video, I guess she's eating a cookie. I don't know which church she went to, but she's eating a cookie inside the church. And she's like, this cookie is good as, and she says the F word. And so whoever she's with, like, oh, you're in church. You're not supposed to be cursing. So she's like, oh my God. So it was like, okay. Again, I know God meets us where we're at. But I'm like, Lord, reveal to me if it's your will, right? Because maybe it's not his will to reveal to me. But reveal to me what I am seeing. Like, help me to look beyond the surface so I can judge correctly. And so when I prayed that prayer, I saw that it was like popular. Oh, I'm going to go to church, right? And then to film your outfit that you're wearing to go to church and to go live or to make a video while you're at church. And, you know, I mean, God could use anything and turn it around for his good, because it's about the heart posture. But why are you going to church? Why do you feel like you need to go to church? And what are you seeking for when you go to the church? Are you going to a seeker friendly church, right? Like, so I'm not saying that she went to Mike Todd's church, but going to a church like Mike Todd's church is not, I mean, God can do anything. I'm not limiting what God can do, but that's probably not the church you want to go to if you are truly seeking to worship God. And so I guess my question would be is why do you feel like you need to go to church? What is happening in your life that you feel like, you know what, I just need to be in the church house? What was the message about? Do you believe that you are a sinner? Do you believe that you need Jesus Christ to change your life? Do you believe that you are currently in sin? Like, why do you want to go to church? Because going to church is just a ritual thing. I can go to church and still be on my way to hell, right? Which is why the Bible says that many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, haven't I done this? Haven't I done that? There's a poet Oh, I cannot remember his name, but he did this beautiful poem, and it's about him going to the gates of heaven. And he's like, everything is beautiful, you know, this and that. And he's like, where's God? I want to see his face, right? And so he goes on with the poem, and God comes, and he's like, oh, you know, I want to worship you, I want to praise your name. And God says, do I know you? And he's like, well, what do you mean you don't know me? I was in the choir. I went to church, or I was on the usher board. And God rejects him. So he goes on with the poem. And the poem is so profound. I wish I could find it. If I find it, I'll try to leave it in the comments. And I tried to leave the poet's name in a comment. I think his name is Chris Webb. Is a dynamic poetry that he did. And so we can go to church, we can sing in the choir, we can be on the usher board, but if our hearts are not in line with the will of the Father, he says, get away from me, those who break God's law, right? If I'm breaking God's law, that means I'm not in his will. And if I'm not in his will, I'm not pleasing with him. So my worship is a farce. And if my worship is a farce, that means that my heart is far from him. So I can go to church. Okay, going to church does not equate to me having a relationship with God. And I know some people are going to be like, well, y'all should be happy that people are going to church. Why should I be happy that people are going to church if there's no change in their lifestyle, or if they feel like this is just something that I need to do? Now, there was a video of a young man who went to church, and he said he was like bawling, and he hadn't been to church, and he felt like his brother was with him, and an older man walked down with him to, you know, the altar. Now, that's different, right? Because God dealt with him in a way where he was like, I don't even know why I'm here, but I'm here. And he had an encounter with God. And everyone's encounter is different. So it doesn't have to be, everyone's encounter doesn't have to be the same. But I just want us to be very leery and mindful, and to be wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove, is to encourage people to come to church, right? I'm not saying not to encourage them, but let them know that coming to church is not, it's not about, okay, well, Lord, I went to church. And I think that was the issue that I had with Jamie Foxx when he did his special, because his special was like, okay, God, I'm going to go to church more. Okay, what does going to church more have to do with your relationship with God? God wants a relationship with you. He wants to you to get to know him, and him to get to know you, and he wants to transform you into what he has designed for you to be. And there's a scripture that says that many are called, but few are chosen. So God is calling everyone, right? Because he died for everyone, but only few are chosen, which means that only few answered the call of God. So they were chosen to be holy. They were chosen to be his. Like he says in the Old Testament, that I chose Israel to be my special possession because, oh, you know, you were weak, you were lowly, you wasn't the best, you wasn't, you know, all of these things. So I chosen you. Basically, I chose the most wretched people on earth to be my chosen people, to show my power to the world, that I can clean you up and make you into the image that I desire you to be. And so I just want us to not just be so happy because our idols are going to church and we're, oh yes, go. You know, we should be happy that anyone is hearing or feeling the pull of God to draw closer to him, but not just because they're our idols. So it's interesting, and I'm interested to see the outcome of this. You know, some people want a Jesus that the world preaches, right? That you could live your lukewarm life, you could do all these things, but God loves you because he knows your heart. Okay, he does. Is deceitful, is wicked above all else. Who really knows how wicked it is? But God knows, right? So let's just be mindful not to just, oh yes, they went to church, but also not to downplay. Like, so there needs to be a balance of it. And so that's just my perspective on that. I do hope that both of these young ladies hear the call of God, hear the will of God, hear the word of the gospel that changes our lives, right? And so in that, you know, they can come into the knowledge of who he is, because he needs to transform our minds and to transform our hearts to what his word says and not what the world says. So leaving off that topic, now we're going to get to this very problematic interview that I saw with Pastor Jamal Bryant and Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. Now, I want to play the video, and I'm going to play the video. And once I play the video, I'll give my commentary. So go ahead and listen to this now.
Let me say this, ladies and fellas. A man who could bathe with you and be disciplined enough to not touch you is a reassurance for you. I did that with a man. Listen, don't listen to Pastor Bryant. Okay?
Gentlemen, don't play with it.
Pastor Bryant is
You're going to mess up.
Listen, he talking to the low functioning men.
Hey, listen.
But the high functioning men who want something bigger than the flesh, because you know that the flesh, he's talking into the low functioning men. But the high functioning men who want something more than just the flesh, because they know that's the cheapest part of a woman. But it'll cause you to pay the biggest price when it goes wrong.
Yeah, but don't go in there cold turkey.
Hold on.
Start meditation first.
Prayer, meditation, focus.
And then
definitely get your discipline muscle up. But I did that for 1 year because I was celibate for 2 years. I was dating a guy, and almost for about a whole year, we were bathing together, doing all the intimate stuff, nude together, sleeping together with no sex, no touching, none of that. When I say no foreplay of anything, and our intimacy was crazy. We never got to the place of intercourse, of sex. But it heightened our relationship to where sex became so overrated and so secondary for both of us that when we left our dating relationship, it actually enhanced and elevated both of us to a different place. When we spoke on the phone about a year ago, he said, the relationship with you, where I had to have discipline enough to be able to be intimate, but not sexually engaging, has helped me become faithful and committed to the woman I'm married to now.
Wow.
So what I'm saying, fellas, is preparation meets opportunity. And so you don't get a wife and then become faithful. Ooh. Because at that point, it's too late. We're talking about preventative measures that prepare you for the woman you want. So yeah, if you want to pray and fast and meditate first before you think you can get in the bathtub or sleep in a bed nude with the woman with this discipline tactic, do so. But the point is, you got to be able to do it, because marriage is for disciplined people. So when that woman cannot satisfy you and she's only at 50% or 70% or 30% some days, what is your discipline tactic you've already practiced to be able to sustain yourself in this marriage? I don't want a man who can't be in a bed with me naked because he's just, you know, on my bones. I don't trust you. And because the man that I'm talking to has shown, at least, to be so disciplined.
She has a spirit of Jezebel. And what I mean by a spirit of Jezebel is that she has the ideology of Jezebel. She is leading God's people because she's on a Christian platform. If we could call it Christian, right? Because Pastor Jamal Bryant has his own inaccuracies of the gospel, but we're just going to focus on this interview here, is that she has a doctrine of Jezebel. She's leading the people that is on Pastor Jamal's platform, that listens to him, that's under his spiritual authority or teaching. And he allowed this woman who is plagued with sexual immorality and idolatry. And she's telling this Christian audience that it is okay to bathe naked, butt naked, in your birthday suit, with your partner, whether with men, right? So she's telling men, if you want to bathe with your girlfriend, you can. It's okay. If women, if you want to bathe with your man, it's okay. It's all about being high functioning, and it's all about building up your spiritual stamina where you won't be tempted by the flesh. That is nonsense. I think one of my YouTube girlies on here, and I do not want to mispronounce her name, but I'm going to put her YouTube screen name on the screen because I'm horrible in pronouncing names. But she said that is biblical. What did she call it? She said that is something is BS, biblical stupidity. I think that's what she said. Girl, let me know in the comments what she said, but biblical stupidity, that's what I'm going with right now. Because how dare she try to justify and twist the word of God. Say, oh, you know, I'm dating this guy. He is praying over me, and we're not physical. We can lay in the bed and not have sex or not have intercourse. You know, I dated a guy before, and we were bathing together, showering together, and we seen each other naked, but we never had intercourse. So it's okay, but you just got to be high functioning, and you gotta have that spiritual stamina not to be able to do that. That is nonsense. That is so much nonsense. The Bible says to flee from sexual immorality. The Bible says to not to give the devil a foothold. The Bible says that we are to adorn our bodies. If my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, a temple of God, because God does not dwell, God's spirit, I should say, does not dwell in temples that are made by human's hands. So I am his temple because he have formed me before he placed me in my mother's womb. Why do I feel like I need to defile my temple that God has given me for him to dwell in and show my temple to the next person? That is heresy. That is lasciviousness. That is wrong doctrine. And then she said, I'm going to say this for your audience, you know, when you get married, that's, you know, before you guys get married, when you get married. But no, the Bible says that fornication, those who fornicate will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what the Bible says. Let's just stick to what the Bible says, right? And so I think that even just having her on any type of Christian platform is spiritually dangerous for any content creator to have her on their platform where they have people who they are responsible for to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so she is leading the people in this interview. I saw a few comments that were like, nah, that ain't it. Even Pastor Brian Jamal had to say, don't test it, because he know that that's some foolishness. She wants to give the appearance of being holy, but she's denying the power that can actually change her. And so when you see people like this that like to twist scripture and mix their own ideology and mix their own wisdom into what we should do and live to be acceptable into the eyes of God, stay far away from them. The Bible says to mark and avoid them, because her theology, her doctrine will send you straight to hell. That's just what that is. It reminds me of Jezebel, that she manipulated the children of Israel, saying that you could be sensual and you could be this and you can be that, you know, all while still serving God, and caused the people to be in open rebellion towards God, because God had already given the standard of what he desires for us to live by. And so for her to openly say that you can bathe, you know, and no, why would I tempt myself? I believe Paul says that if you It's better to marry than to burn with lust. So say if you are in a relationship the way she describes and you're not having sex with them, you know, you haven't physically had any intercourse with them, but where is your mind going? What are the imaginations of your mind? What is the posture of your heart? The Bible says if you look at a woman lustfully, that you have already committed adultery. So yes, you might be in the tub or in the shower with each other and you guys are not physically having sex, but what is your mind imagining? What is your heart? You're setting yourself up for failure. And so she likes to brag that, oh, she has done this. And then one of the men that she has done this with called her and said that, you know, their relationship helped him with his now current marriage. First of all, what? I cannot take marriage advice from someone who has not been married. I mean, what she says, it has some truth to it, right? But even the devil has some truth to what he said to Jesus on the mountain when he tempted Jesus. But we have to be able to know the word of God and to be able to look beneath the surface so we can judge correctly. So even though she says some key things, it's like, okay, that could be true, but let's bring it under the scope of a biblical worldview. That's false, right? And so it's like the great deceiver who likes to give part of the scripture, but ultimately it's based in lies to deceive you and draw you away from the knowledge of Christ. He wants to save you. He wants to sanctify you, and he wants to bring you into his holiness. And listening to people like her is not going to bring you into holiness that God desires for you to have. So I would say mark and avoid Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, because her worldly wisdom is not for the Christian audience. What she says works for the world, but it doesn't work for Christ. It doesn't work for people who are called by his name to live a holy and separate life. We have a rule book. And I believe that for even Jamal Bryant, who's been married multiple times and have multiple baby mothers, to say, don't test it, right? Because he knows that that's just rubbish. And so that's all I have to say. Let me look at my notes. You know, yeah, I wrote, don't give place to the devil. That, and what else did I write? Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So I shouldn't be wanting to share my body or have someone gaze upon the temple of my body, because God gave me that body, right? I said, it reminds me of Jezebel leading the children of Israel into sexual immorality. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This woman has never been married, right? And this truth mixed with error is a lie. So that's all I have to say when it comes to this video. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, and we will have the conversation below. Bye.